Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
Well, we've been on this sermon series that's dealing with this is spiritual. And I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I just want you to think about this. Do you feel as if right now in your life you're in some type of war that's going on, some type of spiritual war? And the reason why you know it's spiritual, because sometimes you're like, what? what is going on? I can't quite identify it. See, if it's natural, then I can turn it on or off, or I can tell this person, just leave me alone. But sometimes these spiritual battles is the enemy coming to us with these strategies or these schemes because he has been, and remind you, the devil is not like God who is omnipresent. But if you believe this, there are evil spirits. And so when we're looking at Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll look at verse 11 in a moment, it talks about how the enemy uses strategies or schemes to observe our life so that his tactics can hit us right in the areas where he feel like it's going to be most effective. So the goal is, any type of attack that we are under is to get us not to have a close relationship with God. So imagine this, you step up and you say, all right, I'm going to fast and pray in the month of November. And all of a sudden, you're starting to feel all this opposition coming. You know, during the month of November, if you decide that you are going to fast eating something, everybody wants to take you out to lunch. Right? Watch, your jobs is going to have potlucks and all this kind of stuff. Or if you're deciding to get off of social media or something like that, there's going to be something going on social media, like watch us on social media or something. It's just all types of things that may come your way. So don't think it's strange when you start experiencing, or if you have already started experiencing different spiritual attacks or spiritual warfare that is in your life right now. I was going to try to be real spiritual and say, did you see the illumination that came up in the room? Let's see how much we can get through this. This is spiritual warfare. I'm reading out of the Amplified Bible now. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, there's a lot that's going on before this. This is the reason why Paul is starting off and he says, in conclusion, because he's talking about a lot of things. He says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him. And in the power of his boundless might. Now, we could really just take that scripture and I could say, may the Lord add a blessing and y'all have a blessed week. And that is enough to really chew on for the rest of the week. And so please receive this today as if God is speaking to you directly. God is saying, be strong. Be strong in who? In the Lord. So this is not just our own strength that we can muster up. And I do want to say this because there may be people here, you are trying your best to be strong. Like you are really trying your best. And God is saying, great, but don't forget me. Like our strength has a limit. Like there's a point where we're not strong enough. And especially what we're talking about here is when we're talking about dealing with spiritual warfare. So previous months, we were talking about the battle within the flesh, right? The war between the flesh and the spirit. Now we're talking about spiritual warfare. So if you're here today and you're like, well, I don't know. I don't believe in angels and demons and spiritual warfare and all of these different things. I pray that your belief will be challenged here today and your eyes will be open to see that there is times in our life when the enemy is raging war in our lives. It is. If that was not the case, it would not be in the Bible. And in fact, Jesus was even in spiritual warfare because the devil, Satan, Lucifer, is an angel, a fallen angel. That means that he is a spirit. So you remember the temptation when Jesus was baptized and the Holy Spirit descended like a dove, and then it said the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by who? By the devil. The Bible literally says it. So if Jesus was tempted and tested by a spirit, the devil, fallen angel, spiritual being, then you know that we are going to experience spiritual warfare. Now, it may not be the devil that's coming, but there are fallen angels that may be assigned to somebody's life to bring war against their life. But why would the enemy, why would there be opposition? Why would we experience spiritual warfare? That means that there must be something that God is trying to get me to do, and the enemy does not want me to do it. Or God is trying to get me to a place in my relationship with him, and the enemy does not want me to do it. So if you are experiencing any type of war, and you say, you know what? This is not normal. This is not natural. There's something going on. And for some of you guys that are very discerning, you can step into different areas and sense that there's some type of activity there that is not natural. There's a heaviness there. And seeing sometimes, and I said this before, sometimes we check the box too quickly to say that that's just natural. So we have to, the Bible says, test the spirit by the spirit, right? So test whatever is going on, the spirit, by the spirit, prompted by the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. So just because you step into an environment and you feel as if, wow, this Monday morning, it's real heavy in here. Don't just say because it's Monday morning. What if there is some type of activity in there trying to hinder you? Now, this is not where, you know, every day we just become very spiritual and you walk into your office and you say, it's spiritual warfare going on here. No, you were just on social media too late last night and now you're dragging into work because you're tired. So it's like identify what is spiritual and what is natural. And that is very important because if not careful, we will be fighting, and I said this before a few weeks ago, fighting the wrong fights or fighting with the wrong resources. And we'll say to somebody, I'm going to tell you off. And it's not them you need to tell off. You need to speak to whatever is going on in the atmosphere. Because the person might be being influenced by something spiritual. And if you don't deal with the spiritual, then you won't be able to address the person. And you keep arguing with the person, but it's not just the person is not the root. The root of the attack, I'm just going to speak this very clear. The root of the attack may not be the person. It might be the spiritual warfare that's taken place, and this person has yielded their life to the activity of the influence of the enemy. In other words, they letting the devil use them. Or the enemy used them, right? Are y'all following that? And so sometimes where it says we battle or we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, right? So sometimes we're ready to strangle a person. And then we realize, I'm not saying strangle nobody, but what I'm saying is, are we ready to kick them out, or I'm not going to talk to you no more. Listen to this. I'm not going to talk to you no more, and you know what? I ain't got time for you no more. And then you realize, dang, I kicked them out. But it's still something going on. It's not them. It's a spirit. Amen? But if you're fighting people all the time, sometimes we got to put people in their place. But sometimes, like we, if you are a believer of Jesus Christ in here today, that means that God's spirit, that means that the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you. So literally you have God on the inside of you. I mean, can you just think about that for a moment? You have God on the inside of you. And so what that means is, that means that I believe this, that God is able to identify whether it's the person or the spirit. So if I and this is part of this prayer and fasting. So if I've opened up my ears to God, then now I can address directly what I need to. Rather than just like, you know, for the introverts in here, I ain't talking to nobody. Because you think people is the issue. Sometimes they are. But what if it's not people? What if it's this spiritual activity, listen to this, that is trying to push you into a corner so that you won't talk to folks? And now you're in isolation because you think it's people. And the enemy is saying, I got you right where I want you. And I share this a lot. It's like the lion or the tiger, whatever it is, with the gazelle and isolating a person. And now you are isolated from people, but guess what's still happening? The spiritual warfare has followed you because spirits are not bound to physical location. So you say, well, I'm a move. This, I don't like Delaware. I'm getting out of Delaware because Delaware is just like boring and like it's so depressing and like, and you know, it's just like, you know, like I don't like Delaware. Ever since I got here to Delaware, I'm depressing and all that kind of stuff. Okay, and you know what? It might be Delaware, but what if you move somewhere else? And listen to this. Please hear what I'm saying. You move to somewhere else, and psychologically, you start feeling better because you move. So now you're like, I'm in California, and I'm feeling good, and it's the, you know, and all of that. But that spirit is like, I'm just going to wait for you to settle yourself right on down, and then I'm going to bring that depressing spirit right back. And what are you going to do? Keep moving? So before I move, before I change jobs, before I change relationships, why not test that spiritual atmosphere? Because I might be moving and thinking that it's physical location, physical people, physical jobs, but it might be a spirit that is assigned to me to get me to fall into depression or whatever it is so that I won't fulfill the assignment of God on my life. And we'll find ourselves running. Don't raise your hand. Anybody find yourself running, moving, shifting? You're trying all of these physical things. And God may be saying, if this is resonating with you, God may be saying, this is spiritual. So, God is speaking to us today. And he says, be strong. He's like, you're already strong. You're awesome. You're all that. Like, you're great. You're amazing. But he says, but this battle, you need to be strong in the Lord. You cannot do this in your own strength. You can a little bit, but you won't make it. Draw your strength from him. I love this. It's like, so me and God in a relationship, I draw my strength from him. And then it says, and then be empowered through my union with him. So this is not me pulling up to God's gas station or gas pump, filling up my car and then going out. This is me drawing strength, being empowered, but the only reason I'm empowered is because of my union with God. Apart from God, I can, this is where we have to get to. I can do nothing. That's what we got to get. Because even in our mind, it's kind of, well, I can do some things without God. Like, are you really doing what God wants you to do if you're doing it apart from him? So what is it like for my life to draw strength from him, to be empowered by him, but I realize that everything I have is because of my union with him? All of it comes from God. And I can sense it and I know it. that there are some of us that during this message right now, is God is saying, I need you to hook back up with me. I know God, Jesus, you know, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we ain't talking about that. What we're talking about, I acknowledge, Lord, that you are my strength. That God, you are my all in all. You're everything to me, God. Like I wouldn't even be alive if it wasn't for you. I wouldn't be breathing if it wasn't for you. I would be lost if it, that's where we have to get. Because this place that God is ushering, I believe all of us, you won't be able to make it without acknowledging that you need God. You need him. You need him. And for some reason, like that's a war in some of our minds. You know, I forgot to throw in their video games too. Why didn't somebody call that out when we was talking about fasting? And the reason why I'm saying that, have y'all ever done this? I've done this. You're sitting in church, and you're hearing what's going on, and then your mind drifts off to what you're going to do after church. And just the thought of that, you get a little boost. Man, when I get back home, I'm getting back online. So when I say get back online, the people that play video games and stuff know what I'm talking about. I'm getting back online so I can play a video game, right? Oh, man, when this is for me. When I get off, I'm recording the Eagles game at 1 o'clock. I hope they win, because if they win, I'm going to watch the game. If they lose, I'm not. So if my phone went off, and I know it's not 1 o'clock, and I saw that the Eagles was winning, emotionally, that would give me a boost. Here's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's not a spiritual boost that we're getting. It's a natural boost, and we confuse it with a spiritual boost. I'm going to say that one more time. I'm not going to get through all this message today. I'm just letting y'all know that now. Sometimes we think what enters into our mind gives us a spiritual boost. We think it gives us this. Be strong in the Lord, right? And get draw your strength from him and be power empowered through him and the power of his boundless might. And we think, man, like I'm ready to take on the week. But what just happened was you just got happy because somebody said they was taking you out to dinner or lunch after church. And listen to this. And sometimes we live our Christian life off of emotional boost too much. And we're just emotionally excited, emotionally boosted. But we're not, listen to this, spiritually empowered. And so when I face spiritual warfare, listen to this. The enemy does not care whether or not, I mean, he might a little bit, whether or not the Eagles win or lose for my life. He don't care about that. What he cares about is, am I going to do what it is that God is leading me to do? And so the enemy is able to boost you a whole lot. And the foundation and the substance of our life becomes emotional boost rather than spiritual empowerment. Amen. You know why it's so quiet? Because we're trying to discern, have I been boosted in my whole Christian life or spiritually empowered? And how do I know the difference? And it is. And my life can be both. But guess what side needs to be stronger? The spiritually empowered side. And not the emotionally boost side. So listen. So this is the person. And I've done this. So this is the reason why I can speak so clear on it. You know, how are you doing today, brother, Pastor Will, Chaplain, chap, right? How are you doing today? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored, right? And then I leave of the visual view of you, and then I'm defeated. You know why? Because I'm emotionally energized, but I am spiritually broken. I'm spiritually weak. And that comes from not spending time with God. When I am feeling depressed, what do I connect with or tap into to lift my spirit? And I'm not messing with the gamers that's in here, but do I play a game? I've been there, right? Do I watch my sports? Do I go shopping? Do I gossip? I'm going to come down your street in a moment. Like, what do we do, right, when I'm feeling heavy? When I'm feeling like, man, I just don't know. I don't know what's going on. Do I go and spend time with God? And that's whatever way you spend time with God. But listen to me, that at the end of me spending my time with God, I need to be spiritually empowered. So that might mean that emotionally I'm still dragging, but I have this inner confidence that God is with me. I got this. And my mind is dragging, saying, but nothing changed. Nothing naturally changed. Why is your attitude different? Because they sang it today. I trust in God. So I'm not waiting for circumstances to change before I get all happy. I am depending upon God to give me joy, to give me peace. And listen, and this is not, you know, what you saying, Pastor Will? I can't play video games? You can, but is it before God? You know, a person that's, I am at my wit's end, and I don't know what to do. What do you go to? And that's the answer, whether or not it's spiritually empowered or emotionally driven. When I don't know what to do and I'm overwhelmed and I need insight and wisdom, I need strength or whatever it is, what do I have an inclination to go to? Listen to this. And just the thought of going to that boosts me. Compared to this job is getting on my last nerve. I can't wait until I can be by myself so that I can talk to God. Or is it, this job is getting on my last nerve. I can't wait till I get home so I can do something else. And that is how we know, what am I dependent upon more, the presence of God or the works of the flesh? It goes back to what we were talking about over the last few weeks. I feel like this message met us like right on our front doorsteps. I don't think we can talk about spiritual warfare and it not challenge us to another level in our relationship with God. Things are spiritual before they're natural. And if our eyes are not open spiritually, it is as if we are getting hit from left to right, left, and I'm not discerning that something is going on spiritually because my eyes are dim spiritually. Why? Because I'm not spending time with God. And so here's the encouraging message to us today. Let us increase our time with God. And you don't have to wait until November 2nd when we're doing it. I am challenging us to increase our time with God now, today, seek God. Ladies and gentlemen, believe me, and I'm using this because this is an area of wrestling for me. I love the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the only situation I can think of right now. And literally, our team was in a meeting a few weeks ago. And the Eagles were playing. And we were in a very serious meeting at another church. Very serious. Do you know how hard it was? Not. And I have an app where it keeps every minute, it feels like it's popping an update. So can I say that? Some of us need to turn some apps off. This is one of the reasons why I think having, I got to wrap up. One of the reasons why I think having a physical Bible is very important, because I have the Bible app on my phone, all these different translations. But let's just say, y'all know where I'm going with this, don't you? I'm still going to say it so you can get it in your heart. Let's just say that I'm reading the Bible, and I'm in it, like, and God's speaking to me, and I'm like, wow. And then all of a sudden, something floats, y'all know what I'm talking about, like, whoop, or something like that. How strong are we to ignore that? I know I'm not. I got Facebook, TikTok, Eagles, all this stuff. So sometimes what we need to do is put that phone down, get a physical Bible with our notepad and all that, and read it. So, because nothing going to pop from here except spiritual revelation from God. Facebook ain't going to pop from here. And in that meeting, do y'all think I stayed strong or I yielded to my flesh? I yielded to my flesh. Oh, man. We won. And the meeting did not go the way that our team wanted to, right? The meeting didn't go the way that our Purpose Church team wanted to. But you know what I had within my walk with me? We won. That's bad, isn't it? Being transparent. Amen. Let me just read the scripture one more time. Ephesians 6:10. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him. Be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his boundless might. What does that mean? God is not going to run out of ability to help us. Boundless. And so I'll close with this. Don't just know about God's power, trust in his power. Don't just say, God, I know that you're mighty. God, I know that you're awesome. But also, God, I know that you're mighty and you're awesome and you're most powerful in my life. Because some of us are treating God as if he is far off and he's not. Remember, it's through our union with him. This is not the right context, but it's like, bring God into your life. He's already in your life, but it's like, allow him to be in the living room, right? Or the kitchen, or that place of your life where you worry a lot. Let him be in that place. Don't let there be any area of your life that God does not have a seat. Amen.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in his love, and live out his purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.